Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. is getting worse by the day. On Friday alone, there were more than 184,000 new confirmed cases. Health hospitals are reaching capacity. Health officials are worried as winter and the holidays approach. NPR's Christiana Silva reports.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says pandemic fatigue is largely to blame for the recent surge. He says people are tired and are not taking protective measures as seriously as before.
You've had people who've been doing these things since February, March, April, but they didn't really start to see the wave until later on, and they're just plain tired.
As Thanksgiving approaches, Adams is encouraging people to quarantine for 2 weeks before they visit family, have a virtual dinner, or celebrate Thanksgiving only with those who live in their household. And as always, follow the three W's. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance from other people. Christiana Silva, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge in New York ruled Saturday that acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf assumed his position unlawfully. So rules he signed limiting the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program are invalid. DACA protects from deportation people without proper documents who are brought to the U.S. as children. Thousands of Trump supporters rallied in Washington and other cities, repeating the president's false claim that he won the election. Hundreds gathered at the Capitol in Michigan. From member station WKAR, Michelle Jokish-Polo reports.
Protesters allege without evidence that election irregularities, like the illegal counting of absentee ballots in Detroit, took place. Julie Hinkle and her husband Nathan were among the largely unmasked crowd calling on legislatures to investigate what they claim are allegations of vote fraud.
We're hoping to have the actual legal votes counted.
And the right winner declared, which is President Trump.
Those allegations are disputed by officials, including Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and have been dismissed in court. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo in Lansing.
The International Democracy Program associated with former President Jimmy Carter is monitoring part of a U.S. election for the first time in its history. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Grant Blankenship has more.
Poll monitors from the nonpartisan Carter Center are watching the recount of 5 million ballots cast in the presidential election in Georgia. The Carter Center has previously monitored over 100 elections across four continents. The monitors will mostly be deployed to urban areas and will be joined by Republican and Democratic poll watchers. The recount must be completed by Wednesday.
Grant Blankenship reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Tom Metzger, a white supremacist who is seen as inspiring a new generation of hate groups, has died from Parkinson's disease in a California nursing home. He was 82. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Born in Indiana, Tom Metzger became a grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan in his adopted state of California. After splitting with the Klan in the 80s, Metzger later formed the White Aryan Resistance, or WAR. Through public access cable television and frequent media appearances, Metzger sought to incite a racial civil war. He became the inspiration for next generation groups that focus on white supremacy. After a group of skinheads, inflamed by Metzger's language, killed an Ethiopian graduate student in Portland in 1988, the Southern Poverty Law Center sued Metzger and his organization and bankrupted them. Analysts say his once fringe views have now taken root with many more Americans. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators rallied in Bangkok again Saturday, demanding greater freedoms in Thailand and that the monarchy be reformed. At one point, the royal motorcade drove nearby. The protesters turned their backs on the king and sang the national anthem. They say the monarchy is too powerful. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Paris, the first stop in a seven-country tour of Europe and the Middle East. The trip is aimed at shoring up the priorities of the Trump administration. The leaders of all the nations on his itinerary have congratulated President-elect Joe Biden for winning the White House. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News.